Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Talking Blues podcast. My name is Josh, and I'm joined by my friends, my co-hosts, Alex and Peter. First episode in a few weeks. If my voice sounds a little off, it's because I am sick and feel like crap, just like this Chelsea team does as well after they draw 0-0 with Bournemouth after many occasions of scoring opportunities, which we're going to get to in this recap. I know the recap's coming a little bit late. Our college lives got ahead of us, and we got a little busy over the weekend. But we are here now to talk about this match. So I don't want to go dig too deep into that. I'll give my co-host the opportunity to do that, and I'll start with them, as Chelsea now sit in 14th in the Premier League with a 1-2-2 record. Their next match coming on Sunday against Aston Villa, which, again, like, I know it's, you know, people say for like, football games, American football, that you never know, you know, every game is 50-50 chance of winning. And I feel like you could say that in the Premier League too, but you look at the top teams and it's like, okay, well, Liverpool is going to beat this team that just got promoted, or, you know, Man City is going to do the same. But now this Chelsea team, it's like any game is a 50-50 game, or if anything, they're not favored, because you can't trust this team now to finish matches. And that's what I have to say. So I'll send it to you guys now.
Well, I mean, you can trust the team to finish matches, but will they finish matches with a good result? That's the question. And will they be able to finish their chances in that game that's not even a question at this point. That's honestly just a no, because, I mean, it's the story of Chelsea for the past few years, honestly, where if you look at statistics, if you look at possession, if you look at passes completed, if you look at big chances created, we're like top five, top six, top seven. Not 14th in all of those things, but we just can't score. No matter what it is, we just can't score. We're like 18th in big chances converted or something like that. It's actually insane how bad we are at actually scoring goals, which obviously you need to do to win games, which is why we end up drawing to Bournemouth and getting these bad results. I mean, to be fair, Bournemouth is our bogey team. But even last year, in our worst season like ever, basically, we still were able to beat them, and we can't even do that this year. I don't know what it is. Maybe we just need Nkunku back, and he'll change everything. But I mean, it's getting so hard to watch, because you get at least somewhat excited for the games. You watch the games, you see us create a chance, and then you're like, okay, this game's gonna go well, and then you just see us create six more chances. Except every single one of them, we just miss. And then at some point, like going into this Aston Villa game, I don't think we're scoring, which means at best we get a 0-0 result. And Aston Villa have good attackers. They have Ollie Watkins and Diaby. I don't think we're going to be able to win that game. Like you said, Josh, I don't think it's 50-50, because it can't be 50-50 to win a game when you don't have a 50%, like when you can't score goals, which we clearly can't. I don't know what needs to change, but it's been Chelsea's problem since forever. And if we're ever going to turn the ship around, if we're ever going to get back to the top four, we need to figure out how to score goals and how to actually get shots on target that aren't straight at the keeper. And it's just annoying to watch. And I hope we can figure it out, because we need to figure it out. But as of right now, it's just so, so frustrating to watch this team try to score.
Yeah, it just really feels like we don't have anyone who's clinical right now in front of goal. Nico Jackson, I just don't think, you know, at this current moment, maybe in the future, you know, he's obviously a hard worker. You know, he presses well, he creates chances, he recovers the ball well. But in that clinical spot, I'm not sure if he's that guy right now. You know, maybe you play on the long side someone, possibly Nkunku when he comes back, and things will get a little bit better with, you know, some better service as well. But you know, we have so many chances, just none of these players are really super clinical. And when you think about it, like when I think of a clinical finisher, our most clinical finisher, I feel like, is Raheem Sterling. And that's saying something, you know, because of all the chances he actually misses. But he's been relatively clinical in front of goal so far this season compared to everyone else. Mudryk, obviously, we just haven't seen enough from so far. You know, I'm just now scrolling down to the bench. You know, Cole Palmer, obviously, he just got here, so we got to give him a little bit of time. But, you know, he wasn't. Didn't have that edge in the final third either. So it really didn't matter who it was. This Chelsea team just doesn't seem to have the edge in the final third. And that's really the problem. They defend relatively well. you know, in the midfield, they transition well, they counter well. It's really just once they get in within 30 yards of the goal, it just seems like nothing can really go their way. And that's really the main problem here.
Yeah, and I mean, I think another guy to talk about is Conor Gallagher. He did get a few shots in this game. Obviously, one of them in the first half, if he positioned it better, because it was him versus the goalkeeper, and he just kind of sent it right. I think it was on the goalkeeper's right side. He only had to move a few inches to get there. And then Alex, you mentioned Raheem Sterling. I mean, the big, I think, chance in this game was Chelsea's goal that was ruled off due to offsides. But before that, it was a right outside the box on the left side of the pitch, free kick for Sterling, who just hit the crossbar on the right side of the net. And, you know, he aims that a few inches down, and that's a good goal for Chelsea. So it really came, like, it literally did come down to inches this game. And I do want to say that the chances for Chelsea were way closer than Aston Villa did. I think that Chelsea had better, or not Aston Villa, sorry, Bournemouth did. I think that their counterattacking was better. I thought that just their chances on goal, like I said earlier, was just cleaner. But again, like we all said, just not able to put that finishing touch to get it back in the net. And now that's back-to-back matches with zero goals, and then the other one was against Nottingham Forest. So, yeah. I mean, when you're not scoring goals against these clubs like Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest, compared to like a Man United or an Arsenal or a Liverpool or a Man City, the top four clubs, like biggest clubs, then it's just embarrassing. And that's what it was again today. So that's what I have to say there. I'm ready to go to the stats when you guys are. I guess if Peter has any final thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to say, like you said, Josh, that we had better chances than Bournemouth, but Bournemouth did have chances. So I just want to point out, I thought Robert Sanchez actually had a good game today. I don't think he's ever going to become someone like Alisson or Ederson, where there's up there's the best goalkeepers in the Prem. But as long as he can be serviceable and continue to make good saves, especially there was one pretty relatively early into the game where they were basically through on goal and he had to make a nice diving stop to his right. I mean, he just needs to be serviceable like that, because if we can't score, clearly we need a goalkeeper who's not going to be able to allow any goals. So I thought he played well, and hopefully he can keep that up, because if he plays like that, we actually do have a chance of at least drawing games if we still decide that we don't want to score.
All right, moving on to the stats now. We have the shots on goal. It was 6-4 Chelsea, so actually pretty even too in the shots as well. 14-13 Chelsea to Bournemouth. Possession, Chelsea led that 65% to Bournemouth 35%. You know, because they had more possession, they had more passes by about 200. A lot of fouls in this match, 20-15. Chelsea led that. 5 yellow cards for the Chelsea players. That was something I don't think we did mention. But yeah, there was a lot of rough housing in this one, you could say. Then on to corners, it was 7-1. Chelsea led that. And obviously, 2 offsides to 1. One of them, like I said, being the free kick from Raheem Sterling that ended up being a goal. I forget who scored it. But then doesn't matter because it got ruled off for offsides. And like I said, Chelsea has its next match against Aston Villa next Sunday, September 24th at 9 a.m. So if I'm correct, let me see if I can count. Is that 1 p.m. in the UK? 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 2 p.m. in the UK. And then, so they're going to be playing Aston Villa at home at Stamford Bridge. Aston Villa right now sit in 7th in the Premier League table. They're 3-0-2 with 9 points. And Chelsea, like I said, is in 14th. 1-2-2, 5 points. For the Blues, and a very quick episode today. Looking further into the schedule, I can say that Chelsea are going to be playing that EFL Cup third round next midweek in against Brighton at Stamford Bridge as well. And I guess I can wrap it up now. Alex, do you have any final thoughts? Or you're good?
Not really much, to be honest. It was not much to talk about. A pretty bland game besides a couple of the chances we mentioned. And you just kind of hope it gets better. It was pretty painful yesterday or Monday, I guess. Whatever day it was, Monday. Seeing Calum Hudson-Odoi, who we obviously just let go for $3 million, score a banger from outside the box. Clinical from outside the box, scoring goals. And we can't get a goal for the lives of ourselves. So it's a rough one out there right now, but just got to hold firm and hope that, you know, some of these chances start going our way.
All right. So with that being said, we appreciate you listening to this podcast. Hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And follow Talking Blues Pod on Twitter. Alex on Twitter at Norian23. I'm on Twitter at JoshSolo29. And we will see you for another episode of Talking Blues next weekend after the Aston Villa match. Go Chelsea.